Hello and welcome to the broadcast today. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for tuning in for this devotional reflection with Charles Haddon Spurgeon. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14 says, Jesus went to the cross so that through death he might destroy the one who had the power of death. And then Spurgeon writes, O child of God, death has lost its sting because the devil's power over it has been destroyed. So stop being fearful of dying. Ask grace from God the Holy Spirit as you cultivate an intimate knowledge and a firm belief of your Savior's death and what it means to you. This is the best way to be strengthened for that solemn hour. By living near the cross of Calvary, you can even come to think of death with pleasure and welcome it when it comes with intense delight. It is sweet to die in the Lord. It's a covenant blessing to sleep in Jesus. Death is no longer banishment. It's a return from exile, a going home. The distance between glorified spirits in heaven and living saints on earth may seem great, but it really isn't. A single moment can take us there. The sail is spread, the soul is launched upon the ocean, but its voyage won't be long. Very soon it will arrive in the port of peace, which knows no storm. To be absent from the body, Paul says, is to be present with the Lord. Don't think that a long time stands between death and eternal glory. When the eyes close on earth, they open in heaven. I ask you then, O child of God, what is there for you to fear in death, since through the death of our Lord Jesus, its curse and sting have been destroyed? It is now a Jacob's ladder whose foot is in the dark grave, but its top reaches to everlasting glory. And that refreshing word based on Hebrews 2:14 comes to us from Charles Spurgeon today. By all means, take a moment to visit our website to view or print out a copy of today's transcript for yourself, or email a copy to someone who would be encouraged by it. You'll find us on the web at morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.